From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Jail former attorney Scott Rothstein's Ponzi scheme has landed yet another person into trouble. He's Frank Preve, the former head of an investment group. He's been charged with fraud in connection with a billion-dollar scam. Preve ran the Banyan Group. It invested the Fort Lauderdale attorney's supposedly confidential legal settlements that turned out to be bogus. Court documents indicate Preve was aware a few months before the scheme collapsed in 2009 that Rothstein was not keeping his commitments to the Banyan investors and that Preve failed to inform them. His attorney says, expect a plea deal. A Texas drilling company has abandoned plans for two exploratory oil wells near the endangered panther habitat in southwest Florida. In a letter to Collier County commissioners, the Dan A. Hughes Company says it's calling off drilling plans near Immokalee and Golden Gate Estates. However, operations at a well near the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary will continue. Company officials say they are doing this, and quoting here, with the knowledge that our activities in the region have caused no harm to the environment and have been fully compliant with Florida law. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?